direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yes, this is my favorite time of the month. We get to talk to Marianne Winkowski, and I put a link right at Raleigh.net. Hopefully you're familiar with the website, and hopefully you've been to YouTube. Yeah, Marianne's got a channel, and you can hear and see all sorts of things. We will get into the law of abundance tonight. I always say we're going to talk about that, and then we get too busy finding your ghosts, but I think we will before the night is over, but tonight is the time for ghosts, and I always say call early, and some of you have. So the first thing I will say is, Marianne, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, glad to be here. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Although I will say, in the back of my mind all the time is what you said about how much ghosts love angst and negative emotions. And every month I think, well, it can't keep getting worse, but every month it seems that it is.
Oh, and that's why my phone is ringing off the hook. You got that right. The more that we as a group of Americans, everything is so bad right now. Look at the energy that we're all putting out. Ghosts are loving it.
Well, right. And I think the biggest problem isn't only how bad things are, and God knows they are, but it's the unknown. And I think we're all waiting for that proverbial other shoe to drop. We don't know what's coming next. We can't figure it out. None of it makes sense. And it's perfect for ghosts.
Yeah, because the more stressed we are, the more energy we put out, and the more they suck it up.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I assume that what we're talking about is, in some cases, maybe people were cohabitating with ghosts for some time and didn't know it. But now, with the energy at a fever pitch that it is, suddenly things are starting to happen.
Well, and the other thing, too, people have asked questions for so long. What's going to happen? Are we going to do this? And then stuff starts going bad in the house.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? It'll all be better. We have a ghost. And if we can get rid of it, we're going to be wonderful then. And, oh, how I wish that was true. Oh, golly, I wish that was true.
Well, exactly.
But, you know, I wish everybody had a ghost so I could take care of it, and then the world would be happy. But you know what? Nah, not going to happen.
No, it eliminates maybe the problem of things going bump in the night, but in terms of solving the negative tension that brought the ghost there in the first place or allowed it to live off of you, that pretty much remains, which, and I don't want to hog you too long because I know I've got people lining up for this, but that also begs the question of negative energy, because for one thing, there's ghosts, obviously, that can live off your energy, but for another thing, whether it's spells or portals or what have you, sometimes negative energy just kind of comes with where you are. So tell me about that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it could be the house you're living in, the property you're on, the person you work for, the company you work for, your offices. I mean, anybody can have negative energy on them. And just because a person has it doesn't mean you're automatically going to catch it. But if you're around them enough, starts affecting you. It's like you don't smoke a cigarette, but you live with somebody that does.
Yeah.
Secondhand smoke.
Right.
Secondhand negative energy.
Which is just fascinating, because it's, you know, with smoke at least you see the people smoking. With negative energy, very often you don't know why you're feeling the way you do.
Yeah, but think about it. Don't you know somebody or more than one person that if you're with them for an hour or 3 hours, you are totally exhausted?
Oh, yeah.
And they're not a ghost. Some people just drain our energy. And if you've got a ghost or negative energy on you, it's going to be drained way more faster.
Now, I've got so many questions, but as I say, people are just lining up. So we'll be talking to Cindy, Stacy, Bruce, and Cece. But I think a lot of the questions that I ask, you answer very often on YouTube on your weekly chats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's so many different topics I touch. I mean, there's almost 200 of them.
Yeah.
If somebody has a question about a very specific subject, you can find some advice on one of those YouTubes to, you know, maybe put you, send you in the right direction.
Which is just great. But, of course, nothing beats talking to you to find out what's in the house with you. So that's why we do this every month. And I always should say, Marianne Winkowski is just like you and me, except she sees people who are dead. Now, not people who crossed over the human rainbow bridge, wherever that is, but people who are earthbound spirits. You've done it all your life. Do they appear to you just like the living?
They do. And I think that's probably what confuses people most of the time. Because most people see them like a shadow person,
mm-hmm.
or a little mist, or a streak of lightning, or a little volcano-type look. Everybody sees them different. And to be honest with you, if that was the way I had to see them, I probably would never have done this, because that would make me crazy. It's so much easier just to look at them and see them like they really looked.
Yeah, exactly. How do you tell the difference between the ghost and the living?
If a ghost was sitting on a chair across from me, if I squint a little bit, I could see the back of the chair through them.
Ooh.
I can still see their hair color, their eye color, if they're wearing glasses, the kind of clothes they have on, what their hair looks like. But they are not solid.
Okay.
And it's just enough of a little thing that I can tell the difference. They don't fly through the air. That's TV. That's the movies. They don't hang up at the ceiling. They don't puke. They're not in parts and pieces. You know, they're just regular people that are dead.
Yeah. Oh, this is great. All right. So without further ado, we're going to take a break. And then Cindy, Stacy, Bruce, Cece, and Shelley, a first-time caller, will all be up with Marianne Winkowski. MariannWinkowski.com is the website. If you go to YouTube, just search for Marianne Winkowski, and you'll be amazed at what you'll find. We'll pick it up and find out what's going on in your house next on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We'll forego the bumper because I don't want to waste a second with Marianne Winkowski. One of my favorite people. And before we get to Cindy, I'm going to move Shelley to the front of the line because she's a first-time caller, so we like to encourage that. Shelley, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Hello, Marianne and Raleigh. I actually have two questions. Number one is the obvious one. Do I have any ghost in this house? This was my mom and dad's house, and they passed away, so we moved in. And then my second question was, when my dad was on hospice, and when he passed away, he yelled out, "Mom," and reached for her. And I'm just kind of curious, was it his mom, or he often called my mother Mom? So I was just curious as to who he was going to.
Okay, Shelley, who died first, your grandmother or your mother? Your mother. So he could have been calling to either one of them.
Okay. Well, my grandmother first before my mom did.
Okay,
right.
So was your mother alive at the time that your dad died?
Yes.
Okay, then.
Yes.
No, then he was talking to his mom then.
And he was talking to someone who already had crossed over, not to somebody who was earthbound. And that's not unusual. That's probably somebody who came to help him cross over, and chances are real good that he's where he's supposed to be.
Hospice nurses have great stories like that, right? And it's people come through the light so that they can see this isn't it. Go ahead and let go. Take your last breath, and we'll be here to see you.
Yeah, so that's actually a real positive thing. So that part's good,
yes,
but Marianne, what about ghosts?
No, the house is okay. I think your parents come through often, though. I don't know if they are liking or not liking what you're doing with the house, or, you know, I don't know if you're changing it or what, but, you know, I think they probably lived there a long time, and they just want to make sure everything is okay. Plus, you know, they never miss holidays, birthdays, or anything like that. So, no, your house doesn't have any earthbound spirits in it at all. You're good.
That's great.
Oh, that's great. I get like, intuitions, like, I know my mother's here. I know she's here right now. So
probably so.
You know, on a day that you think of her for no particular reason, or you smell a favorite cologne of hers, or all of a sudden you want to bake an apple pie and that was her favorite thing, those are days they're around when you just all of a sudden start thinking about them.
Yeah, yeah. And when you feel that, that you know it, you're absolutely right, but they're already where they should supposed to be, so they're not ghosts. Mm-hmm. They're just visiting you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right.
Well,
good deal, Shelly.
Thanks, Shelly.
Thanks. Call me again.
Enjoy your show.
Appreciate it. All right. So that's excellent news for Shelly. Now we'll find out if Cindy in Mokena is haunted. Hello, Cindy.
Hey, Raleigh and Marianne. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question. Do I have any visitors now, or have I had them in the past week?
You have. There was a really big full moon on Tuesday. It was a super moon, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Super strawberry.
Was that Jason?
Excuse me?
Was that 2 days ago?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Correct. Correct. Exactly.
Okay.
And earthbound spirits always have more energy around a moon, and when it's a super moon, even more energy. And you definitely had some, actually, you had two in there over the weekend. One was a man and one was a woman. Their energy was pretty strong. The man, gosh, I don't think the man was very old. I'd say maybe 45-ish. But the woman was, she was older. I would say she was closer to 75. But, yeah, you had both. Now, unfortunately, they're not there now, which is good for you. But bad for me because I can't give you any more information than that. I have no way of knowing if these are people you know, or, you know, if they're in and out on, you know, on a regular basis, but they are not there right now, so that's good.
So I guess you have to call next month and hope they'll be there.
Well, the reason why I called and asked that question, two nights ago I was in bed sleeping. In the middle of the night, I woke up and I see, and this is no lie, a black figure standing next to my bed. Next to me, it was like about 6 foot, 6'2", kind of wide, and I yelled, I said, get out of here, and it disappeared. And then right away I thought, well, my cat's at the end of the bed, everything's okay. And I told myself, stop thinking so crazy. But
no, that I was probably the man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah, that was probably him, yeah.
Because my ex-husband passed away 2 years ago to today. He died on the 6 of 16, 2 years ago.
Now, this is your ex-husband now. What did he look like?
Well, he had, I don't know, brownish hair, but he didn't seem to be that tall as what I'd seen next to my bed, uh-huh. But it was just a black, tall figure, and it was, you know, husky, like wide, and I thought, because when I'd seen it, I just yelled, and I said, get out of here, because it scared me, but then it was, like, gone, and then I told myself, you know, everything's okay, the cat's at the end of the bed. You just got to stop hitting like this, you know, but I'm like,
seriously,
you know?
I mean, unless the divorce was terrible, terrible, terrible.
It was.
Would your ex-husband actually want to do this to you, try to scare you like that?
Well, no, because we start talking because he had gotten remarried and he was married to this girl for the last 20 years, we started talking like the last 2 years at all the parties. And
yeah,
he always told me how much he loved me. He wanted me to come back, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, it's never going to happen.
No.
This is just somebody coming in and out. Nah.
Interesting. Now, what I find interesting, Marianne, about what Cindy's saying is the cat was not bothered by the ghost at all. I would have thought the cat went crazy.
Yeah, but a lot of times, how to explain this? A lot of times, you're out eating someplace, and all of a sudden you just know somebody's staring at you. a human will pick up on that energy pretty good. A cat has to see it more. If the cat was sleeping on the end of the bed,
right,
the cat would have never seen it. You probably woke the cat up when you screamed, "Get out of here."
Yeah. Yeah. So until you screamed, the cat wasn't awake. All right. Well, good news. We'll call us next month. Let's see if they're there.
All right. Thanks,
All right. Thanks.
Rally.
Appreciate
thanks.
It. All right. So visitors in the night, and they're not there now. So Stacy is in Algonquin. Stacy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Hi, Marianne.
Hey.
Hi.
So what do you think, Marianne? Is Stacy alone?
What type of a living structure? Is this a standalone house? Are you in a condo? What is this kind of house?
No. It's a regular house, you know, a two-story.
Uh-huh. Okay. And how many people live in the house?
Just me. And, you know, my husband's gone 4 months already.
Okay. That's what I'm picking up on. I was trying to figure that out. He died, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the last time I talked to you, you said you saw two women, one older, one younger, calling him into the light, and you said that was good and that he could visit me.
Right, and that's all he's doing. He's visiting you, and he's fine. Other than that, the house is absolutely clear.
Good.
So you haven't had a dream of him yet, have you?
Have you been,
what was that?
Have you been dreaming about him
have
yet?
Have you had a dream of him yet?
No.
No. Okay. It'll probably be a couple more months. You usually get your first dream of somebody that died after they've crossed over in about 6 months. And if they died, if it was a violent death, it can sometimes take up to 2 years. But if it was a peaceful death, usually right after 6 months, you'll have a dream of him. He'll look good, he'll look healthy, and you'll actually be able to talk to him.
All right.
Oh, great.
Well, good. So,
I'm hanging in there.
Good, Stacy. Call
good
us again
you,
soon.
Stacey.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Marianne. Thank you, Raleigh.
All right. Talk to you soon. Yeah, that's tough. It was not violent, but it was very unexpected to Stacy. So that's really been thrilling.
I have to tell you what happened today. You know, I don't get shocked too often.
Yeah.
And I did a house today and got it all done and everything. And the lady said, "Are there ghosts that come out of the ground?"
Uh-oh.
And I just sort of looked at her. I said, what you mean there? You know, I'm not sure what you mean. She says, "Come out here. I want to show you something." She took me out to her yard, and there in her mulch bed was these fingers coming out of the ground.
Oh, my God.
And it turns out I have gone crazy all afternoon after I got home.
Yeah.
It turns out they're called stinkhorn fungus.
Oh, wow.
And they come out of the ground and they look just like fingers.
Oh, my God.
They're orange with black tips. They look like rotted fingers.
Oh, my God.
I got to tell you, if anybody has any kind of imagination, that would do it.
Oh, I'll tell you, I would have already moved. Sold the house at a loss, been gone, that's it. Oh, man, I got dizzy just hearing that. We're talking with Marianne Winkowski. And again, mariannewinkowski.com, just like it sounds, mariannewinkowski.com. Or go to YouTube and sign up for Marianne's channel. You don't have to sign up. You can see it just being there, but you'll want to sign up because it's just terrific. We'll get to Bruce in Elwood, CC in Chicago, and there's room for you too on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and you know Marianne Winkowski is special because I forego all the bumpers so you don't waste a minute talking to Marianne. And we'll just move along because I do want to get to that law of abundance, which we seem to never do. But Bruce in Elwood, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just kind of wondering if there's somebody here with me, my wife particularly, if she's here or if she crossed over or if she's somewhere else, because she actually committed suicide with a gunshot in the backyard of the house.
How long ago did this happen?
15 years ago.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, golly. Have you had a dream of her since?
Yeah, I have dreams occasionally, yes. Some good, some bad.
Look, Okay. Then she crossed over.
Okay.
But you know what? It's odd. She didn't cross over right away. She stuck around for a while. She waited. Golly. She crossed over with somebody else that died maybe a year or two after her.
Okay.
I don't know who that would be, but
Probably my mom.
Okay.
Somebody talked her into going because she wasn't going to go. Yeah, she
It's kind of odd because... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Bruce. Well, she was here for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, I bet she was. I think she was, you know, trying to figure out or try to help you figure out what the heck was going on. But, like I said, it was a good year and a half, 2 years. Somebody died after her and talked her into crossing over. Now, again, who that was, I don't know. But she did cross over eventually.
Good. Is anybody...
Well, what happened is 3 days after she did that, or after she did it, I had serious health issues and had emergency surgery and wore a colostomy bag for almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
So,
maybe she knew that. Maybe she knew you were getting better. When somebody said, "Let's go," she said, "Okay." That's a possibility.
Okay.
I'll tell you what the other possibility is too. Once you're in the light, she could be more of a help to you than if she was earthbound. So maybe she thought, finally, if she go to the light, that she would be able to help you. Then with what you were going through.
With somebody who commits suicide, will they, when they cross over, will they go to the same place that the rest of us go?
Yes.
Yes, they will.
Emphatically.
Emphatically. Yeah, absolutely.
So don't worry about that. But how about Bruce's environs now? Is his house clear?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Good.
There's stress in the house, but everybody's house has got stress in it now.
Well, yeah, that's
you're fine.
I live alone. It's just my stress.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
All
exactly.
Right, Bruce. But rest easy,
Bruce.
You're doing good, yeah.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. And I'm glad Bruce brought that up because a lot of people, Marianne, think that if it's a suicide or maybe if the person was perceived to have been quote-unquote bad, that they somehow don't go to the same place. And that's a lovely myth, but it's not true.
No, I was invited to the prison that the person was put to death by the state for. He did heinous things.
Ugh.
And when I went to his funeral, his white light, he was standing right there, and the white light was just that everybody gets that white light. It's your choice whether you choose to go into it or not.
Exactly. And I assume that for some earthbound spirits, you know, when you first told me this, I found it so hard to believe because I thought the whole world knew about the white light. But when that white closes, if the spirit hasn't gone in there and doesn't understand that it's universal and they go to a funeral parlor and they'll always see a light, they're stuck.
Yeah, unfortunately, unless they cross over with somebody else that's going. But yeah, you're 100%. Now, these people that do bad things, and I'm using people that were put to death by the state for whatever reason.
Right.
You know, and they decide, now a lot of them don't go into the light because they're afraid of retribution.
Of course.
But for those that do go in the light, you know, consider it a big high tower, and they're not going to go to the top of the floor where Mother Teresa is, but they'll go in that tower somewhere.
Right, right. And what happens after that? Well, we can only wonder. But as far as getting across, it's not like you're destined to the e-ticket to hell. All right, so...
No, and the Catholic Church was... you know, you couldn't even be buried in a Catholic cemetery. And that's all changed now. Now, you know, they don't follow that at all.
Yeah.
If somebody takes their life, there's a mental problem there. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, there's all sorts of factors, and it's never just one thing, and we love that easy explanation, and it doesn't work out that way. Cece in Chicago. All right, welcome back to WGN Radio, Cece.
Hi, good evening to you both.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Have a question for you.
Sure.
I bought a house a few years ago, and I totally renovated the house. The only thing I kept was in the kitchen a switch plate, that electrical switch plate that matched the wallpaper. For whatever reason, I thought, she must have gone to the lady who lived here must have gone to great lengths to find the switch plate that matched.
Right.
So I keep it on a shelf in the kitchen. I do sage the house when I have company that I just felt that I have some negative energy from. And when I get in the kitchen, close that switch plate with the sage, it kind of just starts bellowing with smoke. You know, it just kind of exudes a little bit more than the rest of the house. And I was just wondering if that is the previous owner that's here that is not liking what I did to her house.
Yeah, that's a good story.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's her at all. I think, how many people live in the house with you?
It's just myself, me and my dog.
No, there's another lady in the house.
Ooh.
Okay.
How old?
The hallway that's right by the bedroom. In the hallway, there's the bedroom door, there's a closet door, and maybe a bathroom door. There's like three doors in a row.
Yes.
That's right, where she's standing.
Oh, wow. What does she look like?
Yeah. Could it be my mother?
She's actually pretty. She's not very old. I would say she's around 50. Very attractive. I've gotten to the habit of doing this. If I had to guess, size 10. Okay, so she's not a big lady. She's about a size 10. And pretty hair. She doesn't even look sick. You know, sometimes when people die and they're sick, you can see, you know, thinner. But she's not skeletal at all. She's I don't know where she came from, but she's definitely there.
I don't know who that would be. Because I know the woman that lived here her and her husband were elderly.
Have you bought other things for the house?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like
antiques?
Antique stores?
Yeah. Any antiques or anything like that?
Well, actually, my sister-in-law passed away last year, and she gave me a few things from her home.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a mirror in the bathroom that I put up, and there's some accent pieces in my bedroom that I hung, and some other accent pieces in my living room that I hung. And then from time to time, you know, I might pick things up online.
This is some kind of a figurine, and I don't think it's from your sister. I think this is something totally different, but it's like a figurine. It's not a candy. I wonder if it's a little music box, but it's definitely a figurine.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Okay.
Can't think of where it is, huh?
Yeah, no, I'm going to have to walk through.
Right.
I know it wouldn't be around that area that you described.
That's all right.
But, you know, I have other places
in
the house.
Maybe it's in a bedroom there.
Yeah, it could be anywhere in the house, anywhere.
Yeah.
Right, anywhere.
All right.
You know, I've got things from my mother-in-law, but, you know, she was elderly when she passed away.
Well, this is your assignment then. You have to walk around the house and call next month and tell us what you found.
I'm going to go through everything and look and see what could be the possibility.
Oh, good. I can't wait to hear.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you both. Have a good evening.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you touch on a wonderful thing, Marianne, and that's, you know, people who go antiquing and such. You never know what you're bringing in the house.
No, you do not. And unfortunately, most ghosts that come from an antique store are women.
Wow.
Only because we are more attached to our personal items. Where do the guys' stuff from the garage go? Someplace to, a junkyard or a barn or something? Nobody worries about that stuff. But the other stuff, and women ghosts are so angry now. You know, remember it was the big thing when you got married, you bought a bedroom suite, you got the dressers and the shift robe.
Sure.
And well, and then you always had this beautiful bedroom set.
Right.
Well, people don't do that anymore. You can walk into an antique store and see three-piece bedroom set and just like the one dresser, and they'll sell you one dresser.
Yes, they will.
If there's a ghost attached to that, holy smokes.
Oh, man.
You don't know what you're bringing home with you.
That's so funny, because, yeah, they would be just really ticked that you broke up the set. Oh, man, I love
that's
that.
Right.
Oh, that's just
that's
great.
Right.
We're talking with Marianne Winkowski, and, of course, it's MarianneWinkowski.com, or go to YouTube and look at Marianne Winkowski's channel. Oh, man, you'll be there for hours. But we're going to pick it up with Jennifer, who's a first-time caller in Washington, Illinois, and then we got Liz and we got Valerie, and that's going to be it, I guarantee it, right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I've got 3 minutes left with Marianne, and the hour always goes by so quickly. So, Liz in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, hello, hello. Thank you for taking my call. I had a two-part question. Hi, both of you, Marianne and Roddy, Rally. But I'm gonna go with because I've been shying away from calling about, you know, these things. So I'm gonna just tell you that about a couple of months ago, my ex died, and he's the father of my two kids. And my daughter came to stay with me when he died, and I had so many symptoms, like ill symptoms, like I'd never felt in my life before. I mean, just one thing after another. And I didn't know, like, because I didn't even feel like that with my family, and I'm not good with people dying at all. Like, it just affects me terribly, negatively.
Okay, I got 2 minutes, so let's cut to the chase and get to the question.
Yeah, 2 minutes. So, you know, I mean, I heard you say that you dream about people that crossed over or died, like, after 6 months. But I've already dreamt about him and spoken
to him.
Were they
good dreams or bad dreams?
You know, it was a dream that made sense. It was not a bad dream at all.
Okay.
It was not a bad dream at all. And my daughter has dreamt of him a couple of times already, too. And those were good dreams.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but it's just kind of strange because I had no relationship with him. We were not on speaking terms.
Okay, well, I got 30 seconds. So do you have a question?
No, well, that's my question. Why was I feeling so many ill effects, like so many different symptoms? I had, like, you know, they say a pit in your stomach, but I had a pit in my chest, right. Like I was going to have a heart attack.
Grief can affect people so many different ways, and that's probably a great amount of grief that you were going through.
For a lot of reasons. It's never easy. It's never what you expect, and even when you think you...
Yeah, but I've never in my life felt that, not even losing my mother or anybody.
You just,
it was just mainly him, and I don't know if it was I felt that way because of my children. I felt so horrible.
You never know.
They lost their father.
You never know, but it wasn't supernatural. All right, Liz, call me again. Thank you. All right, so as usual, and I never got to the law of abundance, but that's why MarianneWinkowski.com is there, and I believe the next new moon is the 28th?
That's right.
All right, and next for us will be July 21st.
You got it.
Looking forward to it.
Talk to you then.
Thank you so much, Marianne.
Thank you.
All right, MarianneWinkowski.com, and go to YouTube and just search for Marianne Winkowski, and you will spend hours, I guarantee it. Apologies to Valerie for not getting to you. And our first-time caller just disappeared into the ozone, maybe captured by the ghost, I don't know. So we'll pick it up next hour right here on WGN Radio.